This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Tisha Eek, and in the studio with me, Shamila Gunnison. So earlier we commemorated the first International Equal Pay Day with a look at how the economic crisis will impact the gender pay gap in Malaysia. So you can find that podcast on bfm.my/dailydigest, or you can search on our BFM app or on Spotify. But on to our second story.
So we are asking you on Twitter whether you would consider making a regular practice of reading things out loud, whether they are books or articles, notes, recipes, contracts, you name it, just reading things out loud. Yeah. Actually 38% of you said yes, you would, while 28% of you said you already do this. So I'm actually quite interested to hear from you. Mm-hmm. But another 34% said no, why would I? So let us know whether you would consider reading things out loud or whether you already do. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So, yeah, the reason, we are asking you this is, it's just to prompt us to really think about when was the last time you consciously read something out loud, right? And it's not just things like presenting a deck at a meeting or, you know, if you're just sort of trying to figure out some instructions in a manner and you mumble to yourself. That's what I do.
I do that too.
Yeah. So what I mean is, like you said, reading out passages from book, article, reports, things like that. And, you know, the BBC Future recently published an article and they found that we in modern times probably don't read aloud as often as people used to in historical times. So reading actually used to be a fairly noisy activity. If you look back, as you would, on clay tablets written ancient Iraq and Syria some 4,000 years ago, the commonly used words for to read actually literally translated into to cry out or to listen. So let me quote one letter from this period, and I'm reading here. I am sending a very urgent message. Listen to this tablet. If it is appropriate, have the king listen to it. Only occasionally a different technique was mentioned, and that was to see a tablet or to read it silently.
Yeah, so and that's how we read today, right? Mm-hmm. Or most of us anyway. Whatever we read, we do it silently in our minds, and we only really read things out loud when it comes to things like bedtime stories to our children, and even then, only younger children. Yeah. Or if it's for like a performance or something.
Yeah, but more research now suggests that the ancient art of reading aloud has a number of benefits, not only for children, but also for, you know, decrepit old adults like us, ranging from things like helping improve our memories to be able to understand complex texts and even strengthening emotional bonds between people.
Mm. And one of the researchers who has done extensive work on the impact of reading out loud on memory is Colin McLeod, who is a psychologist at the University of Waterloo in Canada. And his research has shown that people, both adults and children, consistently remember words and texts better if they read them out loud compared to reading them silently. Mm-hmm. So McLeod has named this phenomenon the quote-unquote production effect. It means that you're producing the written words by saying them out loud, and that can improve your memory of them.
Yeah. So let's look specifically at research in adults, because I think it's really interesting to know that it can still benefit us today, right? So in a study by McLeod and his team, adults aged 67 to 88 were given the same task, and that's to read words either silently or aloud before then writing down all those that they could remember. So they were able to recall 27% of the words that they had read aloud, but only 10% of those that they had read silently. And when asked which ones they recognized, they were able to correctly identify 80% of the words they had read aloud, but only 60% of the silent ones. So quite a huge gap in both instances. So McLeod and his team have found that the effect can last up to a week after the reading task.
Mm. But it's probably not possible to be, let's say, sitting in the LRT or in our office, for instance, and recite from a book or an article that you're reading from.
I don't know, how would you feel about me doing that?
headphones. But some of you may even actually find it awkward to do it at home, especially if you don't live alone. I mean, yeah
I know. I cannot imagine what my son and husband would think. But then
I think your son would be delighted, shall we?
That's true. Luckily, though, there's some research that shows that even just silently mouthing the words makes them more memorable, although it's to a lesser extent compared to actually reading them out loud. So researchers at Ariel University in Israel discovered this by looking at readers with speech difficulties. And they found that the memory-enhancing effect also works for these readers who cannot fully articulate the words that they read aloud. So, you know, instead they're just silently mouthing them. But yeah, they do still have some benefit on their memory.
And apparently there's also a benefit to be gained when you read out loud to someone else and not just to yourself. So researchers at the University of Montreal conducted a study in 2015 where they asked 44 French-speaking students to carry out these tasks. So they read the words solely out in their head. Then they read them while moving their lips, and then they read them out loud to themselves, and they read the words aloud to another person in the room.
Right.
So actually the last, where they read it out to another person in the room, proved to have the greatest impact on improving verbal recall. And it seems that the presence of a silent audience enhances this production effect by placing the pronunciation into a specific context of interpersonal communication.
Yeah, yeah.
So in other words, you're reading out loud to communicate with someone else.
That's right, yeah. And it's there's almost a two-way effect there. So all this research is pretty eye-opening, especially, like I said, considering the benefits among adults. So let's try to understand what is happening in the brain when we read aloud. Joining us on the line now is educational psychologist Tan Cheng Yi to explain that to us. Hi, Cheng Yi. Thanks for speaking to us. So can you take us through what is happening in the brain when we read out loud?
Okay, so assuming that we can already read, when our eyes lay sight on words, it tells our brain what we are seeing. So the brain will dig into our long-term memory storage to retrieve two things. One is the sound, that's the pronunciation of the word, and two, the meaning of the word. So that happens simultaneously. So then your brain has to make your facial and your mouth and your tongue muscles to move in order to say the words. So reading aloud actually requires you to do quite a lot of things. There's a lot of neurons firing in your brain. So when you say the words and you connect that to the meaning, at the same time, you know, the meaning guides you so you know how to pronounce it and how to give intonation to it as well. And also things like the inflection, the rhythm. So when you see a question mark, you know, your voice goes up, or when you see a full stop, you stop, or you pause, you take a breath. So all those things come from your long-term memory storage, where somebody has taught you to read in the past and you have accumulated much experience of reading. And that's meaning of those words as you see them guides you how to read them. So there's a lot of things happening. It also makes you give attention to what you're looking at, because when you're reading aloud, you have to filter distraction and just totally focus on the what you see in your book or on these days on the screen. And if you're reading aloud to people, you also have to make social decisions. So it dips into your social thinking. You have to make decisions about how loud you read, how soft, and the pace of it, how fast you can go or how slowly, depending on your audience. Lots of things happening in the brain simultaneously.
So how does all this brain activity compare to what's happening when we read silently?
When you read silently, it's passive and you are receiving information. So when you're receiving information, you're taking in and you're probably dipping into your, of course, you are processing it as well. You have to dip into your long-term storage about what that word means. But you're not actively expressing, producing those words yourself, you know, from what you see to output from your mouth. So it's definitely less processes, I would say.
So what are the benefits of reading aloud?
So the benefits of it is a lot, I think. In terms of memory, when you read aloud, especially when children from a young age are starting to read, they are learning the sound production of the words. And therefore, when they read aloud and they also keep the knowledge of the sounds, the connection of the particular letter or word that they see with the sound production, they remember, they use it, you know, for later on when they encounter new words. And the research says also that it helps with your spelling, because then you are much more in tune with how sounds, words are produced through sound combinations. And so it helps you when you're learning spelling. Yeah, and there's some research in older people as well that shows that, you know, if you read aloud often, and you pair that with doing a lot of simple mental calculations, it helps you to improve on your memory. Mm. There's still a lot of research that needs to be done in the area, but I do believe that to a certain extent that would be very beneficial, because it would, you know, it makes you more active. You're not just a passive person. The more you activate the brains and fire those neurons and make those connections, the better you are. When you read aloud or you listen to other people reading aloud, you also develop vocabulary, your knowledge of new words. And when you listen to good readers reading to you, like older people, you know, your parents reading to children, teachers reading to students, you listen to the pronunciation, you know, so it improves your pronunciation. Mm. It also makes the people that are helping you aware of your own limitations or your difficulties. So, you know, people can diagnose whether you are pronouncing words properly or whether you are reading too slowly. We all know that, you know, like during exams, we're all under time pressure. So it's very important that, you know, we can read at a certain speed that will help us to comprehend enough of the text so that we can answer the questions. Mm. So that is also very important. So when you read aloud and, you know, people are aware whether you have actually got learning or reading difficulties.
So how long do these effects last for, though?
Yeah, I think it goes with a lot of things that we do. I think there's always different stages of life. You know, our brains are always changing, our developmental or cognitive needs, patterns change throughout our lifetime. So I think, unfortunately, in our culture and many cultures, we read out loud because we are teaching our children to read. Mm-hmm. And we cease to do that when they get to the stage where they're independent readers. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe because of time constraints, you know, we stop doing that once we see our children taking off on their own. But on this topic, I think there's a lot of benefits of carrying on, so that those benefits that we mentioned about activating parts of your brains, mm-hmm. and always developing new knowledge, vocabulary, encouraging the love for literacy and learning, mm-hmm. Is something that we need throughout our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I think to answer your question, I think it's not so much of whether this will last. Mm-hmm. I think if you learn how to read, you know, you would be able to read. Of course, if you stop reading for a long time, like language, if you don't use it for a long time, you can get rusty. Just like in public speaking. Public speaking is also a production, isn't it? You produce words and you orate. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that a lot, you don't do that enough, without practice, certain skills do then become less sharp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that the same would go for reading out loud and other things that you do as well. Yeah.
So, Cheng Yi, how is reading out loud used in education, or, you know, perhaps how should it be used?
Okay, so whether it's a parent or a teacher reading aloud to children, I think there are great benefits. I think we should do it more. I really think that reading is something that is caught more than it is taught. I mean, if you think about it, we can read, but how often do we actually read to increase knowledge or for pleasure and relaxation? Quite often we do it because it's functional. We read instructions, we read ingredients at the back of food packages, memos and things at work, comprehension passages because our teachers ask us to do it. But, you know, reading really opens up the world to children, the world that is beyond what they are, the here and now. Mm-hmm. So it improves their knowledge, it increases their vocabulary, you know, it develops them cognitively. Language is something that develops your brain. It's like a window to how much thought you have, how much brain power, and the thought can be guided by words. So reading aloud to children really encourages children to listen to words, to improve on their vocabulary, their word knowledge. It's also encouraging them to actually love words and to read for pleasure and leisure. And it can also help with bonding, and is bonding between siblings as well, when the older one can read and then, you know, read out loud, and the younger one benefits from it. And in school, you know, when teachers gather their children during circle or carpet time and sit them together and read a story to them. And I do know that some teachers do that for even the older children. They're introducing them to, you know, to the authors and books that they may not themselves pick up.
So can reading aloud help children who have learning difficulties?
Definitely. I mean, when you have learning difficulties, one of the biggest challenge would be, you know, in developing literacy skills. So that goes, starts from the ability to talk, to read, to spell, to write. And so when you read aloud to them, first of all, you know, you are showing them how to sound out the words, and then you show them how that is connected to that particular word on that paper or the screen. So when you pair that, you know, with the reading out loud, you show them how it's said. And using, saying that word over and over again, and listening to the sound, how those sounds come together and blend together, really helps them with their spelling as well, because mm-hmm. that's another area that they will struggle with. Mm-hmm. And so having the ability to spell. And of course, sentence structure. If you don't read aloud to children, how would they know how words form together to make a sentence mm-hmm. in a particular language? So it's very important for them to hear people reading and also to try and read for themselves.
So do you have any tips for how adults should practice reading aloud? After all, it's not really something many of us do routinely.
Yeah, that's definitely true for me as well. I think reading aloud, you know, it's something that you can do on your own, just to, you know, especially when you're tired or sleepy. I think it's very useful because when you're just reading passively, you know, it's easy to just drift off or fall asleep. Or if you're studying for exams and things like that, it's good to read out loud so that you are not just taking in the words into your brain visually, but you're also listening to your voice. So you're using your audio memory as well, aside from your visual memory. So it's good to allocate, you know, if it goes in from two channels, it's more likely that it you can recall it better. So that's one way. I think it's also good when, you know, we're still learning things like spelling. You know, reading out loud help us to remember spelling of things. I think if you don't have the time, you know, we spend a lot of time in the car, on the road, LRT buses, whatever it is. Listen to other people read aloud. So when I say, you know, it's not just reading aloud yourself, but also listening to other people read. If you can't read aloud for yourself or you don't have time to, then listen to other people reading out loud. Mm. Do it with your children. Find time, even if it's very, very short, because that will model to them your reading, your pronunciation, your intonation, your prosody, and best of all, your love for the books.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Cheng Yi. That was educational psychologist Tan Cheng Yi sharing with us about the effects of reading aloud on brain activity and on cognitive function, you know, things like memory and learning language.
I'm definitely carrying a book with me the next time I ride the LRT. And I might even read it out loud.
It'd be interesting to know what book you pick for that.
Certainly not 50 Shades of Grey. Anyway, we've been asking you on Twitter.
I think
Twitter.
You might get quite an audience.
So we were asking on Twitter whether you would consider making a regular practice of, well, reading things out loud. And quite encouragingly, about nearly 38% of you said you would, while 27% of you say you already do this. Mm. So that's actually really interesting. About 35% say no because they don't see any reason why they would. And we have a couple of interesting comments. Idham said Muslims can relate to this. I think that refers to the fact that A lot of them do read the Quran out loud.
Ngaji, right?
Yeah, that's right. Very interesting. And we have Arun Kumar who WhatsApped in to say, yes, I do read aloud out sometimes in private. I realize it helps in my pronunciation and actually helps me realize my mistakes. Whereas when I read quietly, it always seems to be correct. Yes, I get that a lot. There's always that meme that goes around talking about how, you know, those of us who mispronounce words are the ones who always read them but never actually spoke them out loud.
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah. Yes, so I grew up like that.
Yeah, so you can continue taking that poll at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899.
Yeah, I that's such a good point that that he made there. And I think also he mentioned in private, and that's such a big issue for us as adults. When do we have that time to be comfortable in our space and to be able to read out loud, right? Mm. And I realized that while I may silently mouth things, especially now that we are working in radio, when we take down notes for what we want to present on the shows, we are trained to write for radio, mm-hmm. right? It's different from writing for print. So I try to silently, you know, say it, inverted commas, but that's so different from saying it out loud. And I don't do that with books that I read or articles that I read in the newspaper.
So because I like poetry, and because I also did literature growing up, and so I read a lot of plays and, you know, Shakespeare in particular, those I would actually read out loud because a lot of them make more sense when you do. Mm-hmm. They are meant to be heard.
Yes.
But I do realize also, and I was thinking about this after we talked about this earlier, that with books, sometimes, especially certain very strong pieces of dialogue, I do softly mouth them to myself just to kind of hear what it would sound like when you say it.
Yes.
But I've never thought of the idea of just reading whole chunks of books out. It's just something that you're taught not to do. In fact, right? If anything, you become a big kid when you can read in your heart and not out loud. And so it's just a little bit of a reversal of things that you've always been taught.
Mm, and I do the same actually with the dialogue that you mentioned, because I find that, interestingly, it points out the author's weaknesses sometimes when they don't write dialogue the way it would be spoken then you realize of course it spoils it a bit, but then you kind of know where the book is going to go in that sense. You know, I know how much I want to invest in reading it, right?
Yeah, I also think that we do instinctively know that reading out loud helps us understand things better, because I know that, for instance, when it's a language I'm not so familiar with, like when I'm reading Tamil now, because I learned it when I was very young, I tend to always immediately read it out loud because it helps me process.
Okay.
When I'm reading contracts you know, scientific terms, those I tend to also instinctively read it out loud because it helps me understand it better.
Mm. Anyway, it's interesting how children pick it up very intuitively. You know, my son, I sometimes let him watch these videos on YouTube where he watches how Lego is put together, for instance, and they're very instructional. And then when he's playing by himself, he narrates his own instructions. And it's not, sometimes it's not even Lego, sometimes it's, you know, and then he, I jump from this place to another.
Oh, I do that sometimes, even now.
Well, of course.
Yeah. But I think it's
then
a reading
thing. You're reaping
the
benefits.
So I can already do it just one step further.
I look forward to the new Shamila.
Thank you. Thank you for enlightening me to this today.
So do share your thoughts with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. If you do make it a habit to read aloud, what do you read and how do you find that it enhances your experience? But that's all the time that we have for today's show. Do look us up on our Facebook page at BFM The Bigger Picture to drop us a message as well if you'd like. And you know, we've done many shows on reading, literacy, books and language. So you can check out those podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest or on our BFM app. But don't go anywhere after this. We do have Earth Matters coming up after the 3 o'clock news, where Juliet Jacobs will be speaking to Peter Kallang, the chairman of Save Rivers Network, about a campaign called Stop the Chop. That's to stop the certification of conflict timber in Sarawak. So that's all you've been listening to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. And we leave you now with Kiss with Shout It Out Loud, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.